Blog Talk Radio.
Beloved friends, and welcome to Divine Experience with your host, Dr. Dacia Smith-McCondishy. And you just heard Thank You, Father, for Making Me Me, and that's by a youth choir or children's choir, I believe, at ACC Ancaster. I'm not quite sure where that church is located, but I wanted to put the focus and the emphasis on the children today, because currently at one of my schools, or actually both of my schools right now, I'm doing some lessons on diversity. And as part of that lesson, I'm showing a film on diversity called Collage. And if you are an educator, if you're just interested in seeing some of the great things that our young people do and the wisdom that they have and just, you know, their beautiful, loving, optimistic spirit. It's on YouTube, C-O-L-L-A-G-E, Collage. And it's a film featuring 22 students. They're all elementary age students, I believe, like grades first through fifth grade or maybe sixth grade. And they are talking about their feelings about diversity. What is it? Why do differences cause problems in the world? How can we solve these problems? All those types of things. And then they're also looking at pictures of children from other countries and on other continents in different parts of the world, and just things that they notice and their impressions and, you know, what they think. And so it's just a really, very powerful video. It's touching, and it's definitely encouraging, and it's inspiring. So I wanted to, because, you know, I tell my children, and I told my own son, God made all of us. We're all here for a reason. We are unique. We're special, and nobody's any better or worse. Or no one has less value or more value than anyone else as an individual. So today we are talking about, well, the next three, going into Sabbath, I'll be doing shows on diversity in the body of Christ. And tonight's topic, focal topic, will be diversities in spiritual gifts and talent. So we'll get into that in a moment. Just wanted to say people of influence are, you know, the young people who made this collage video, these young people who are singing in this children's choir, and others, you know, who just really speak up, you know, positively about acceptance, diversity, unity, all of those kinds of things and principles. We're also talking a lot with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and the observed holiday coming up about freedom and justice and equality and liberty and those concepts that are particularly foundational to the American culture. So we're incorporating that piece as well because, of course, Dr. King, for those who truly know about his stance and his platform, was about unity and equality and justice and freedom for everybody, all people. Obviously, the emphasis in the movement was on Black citizens because we were the ones being mistreated and, you know, treated unjustly and unfairly and so forth in many ways, you know, in terms of laws and social practices and things of that sort. But, you know, his overall ideology and philosophy was based upon the Christian tenet that, you know, God is no respecter of persons. So praise report. So got through the first week back in school for this semester. Hallelujah. It's been great. It's been a blessing. My son has finished his first week of training for his job. And I'm just glad to head in the weekend. Got a lot of things looking forward to. In just a few minutes here, my son and I are going to head to volunteer at the Salvation Army and serve dinner there this evening to the residents and then go to a communion service to open Sabbath tonight. And God is good. I just, life is not perfect and it never will be, but with God it is so beautiful. When we put Jesus Christ at the center and keep him at the center of our thoughts and everything that we do. I want to mention some prayer requests. We do have, at both my schools, people with facing different challenges, illnesses, and so forth. So just prayers for recovery and health recovery also at my church. People, you know, facing, you know, ailments and maladies, just for healing for them. And also, you know, in the new year, after the first week or 2 weeks, there tends to be a dip with some people just in, you know, continuing to go forward and go strong in what they're endeavoring to do and their goals. So, our character traits at one of my schools for this 9 weeks, this grading period, self-discipline and perseverance. My coworker sets those. And so just prayers for people to continue to be self-disciplined and self-controlled about the things, whether it's weight management or, you know, being more organized or financial, you know, matters. And speaking of which, another praise report. So I attended my first session a financial peace workshop at the local library here, and hallelujah, praise God, there were like 50 people in that room when normally there are only like, he said, 7 to 10 on average for, you know, a workshop. So God's been, even the first session, I got so much from it. The man who's teaching is very anointed and gifted in terms of finances and managing finances, and he is a Christian, you know, professed Christian. So, and Dave Ramsey, who is, you know, the founder of the Financial Peace Ministry, is as well. So, it was just a blessing that night and hearing other people's stories and, you know, being able to pray for them and, encourage them and getting, you know, having them encourage me as well. Beautiful, beautiful thing. So, let's just have, and, you know, prayers just for those situations in our society that cause conflict and strife and, you know, discord and all those things having to do with diversity when we can't actually, as the students of the film today and some of my students I teach commented, you know, be loving and accepting, treat others the way you want to be treated, as stated in the Word of God, and just, you know, sitting down to talk through and talk out some of the areas that are maybe especially painful or, you know, confusing even, so we can come to some sort of compromise. So let's pray. Dear Father God, thank you so much for the beauty of life, Lord, and thank you that you have created diversity among people in many different ways. Lord, we just honor you and praise you and glorify you for being the Almighty Creator, Lord, for giving us breath and, you know, allowing us to be able to live and to love, Lord. We know that we fall short, and we know that at times our behavior, our thoughts are displeasing to you, so we ask for forgiveness right now for any way that we have not lived up to the standards that you set by allowing the Holy Spirit to overtake us and consume us so that we are not in our natural selves but in our spiritual selves, especially to deal with each other, Lord. So help those who are having difficulties for whatever reasons, accepting others who come from diverse backgrounds or branching out, Lord. Help them to open their minds and their hearts and be, you know, willing to embrace other individuals, because there's so many amazing things that we can learn from each other with this diversity that we have among us, Lord. And I pray right now for those who have sicknesses and illnesses and maladies, Lord, for just the healing touch in their lives, Lord, to be restored and recovered. In your Son Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. So let's look at what the Bible says about spiritual gifts. Romans 12, 6 through 8, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them, if prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. 1 Peter 4, 10 through 11, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it's the same God who empowers them all and everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit of the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. 1 Corinthians 12, 7, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. And that's an excerpt from the one we just read. Acts 1:8, but you receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You become witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. What does the Bible say about using talents? 1 Peter 4:10, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's very grace. And it's one of the same scriptures we just referenced. 1 Timothy 4:14, do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Proverbs 18:16, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before the great. Colossians 3:23-25, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ, for the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. Matthew 25:29-4, to everyone who has will, for to everyone who has will be more, excuse me, for to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. All right, so let's look a minute at, first of all, discovering spiritual gifts. So there are many people, I believe, don't really know their spiritual gifts, and some are adults well into adulthood. maybe you're 30 or 40 or even 50, and you really don't know your spiritual gifts, I think the first thing is to talk about what the spiritual gifts are. So this particular list is, I mean, there are various different lists, so you can Google or reference whichever ones you want. This is from giftstest.com, gifts with an S, giftstest.com/all gifts. And the gifts they have listed here, this is in partnership with BeliefNet, administration, so organizing, tasking groups of people to accomplish tasks, apostleship, pioneering new churches and ministries through planning, overseeing, and training, craftsmanship, planning, building, and working with hands in construction environments, discernment, ability to identify falsehood, distinguish between right and wrong motives, and spiritual forces, evangelism, helping non-Christians take the necessary steps to become born-again Christians. And they have scripture references with all of these. This, due to time, I'm not going to read them all. Exhortation, ability to strengthen, comfort, or urge others to action through the written or spoken word and biblical truth, faith, ability to believe in God for unseen supernatural results in every arena of life, giving, the ability to produce wealth and to give by tithes and offerings for the purpose of advancing the kingdom of God on earth, healing, ability to act as an intermediary in faith, prayer, and by the laying on of hands for the healing of physical, mental, and spiritual sickness, helps, the gift of helps, the ability to work in a supportive role for the accomplishment of tasks in Christian ministry, with the ability to often see the need before others do, hospitality, to create warm, welcoming environments for others in places such as home, office, or church, intercession, ability to stand the gap in prayer for someone, something, or someplace, believing for profound results, word of knowledge, ability to bring truth to a situation by supernatural revelation, often accompanied by a word from God, leadership, ability to influence people at their level while directing and focusing them on the big picture, vision, or idea, mercy, ability to feel empathy and to care for those who are hurting in any way, miracles, ability to alter the natural outcomes of life in a supernatural way through prayer, faith, and divine direction, pastor, shepherd, ability to care for the personal needs of others by nurturing and mending life issues, prophecy, ability to communicate God's truth and heart in a way that calls people to a right relationship with God, service, ability to do small or great tasks and working for the overall good of the body of Christ, teaching, ability to study and learn from the scriptures, primarily bring understanding and depth to other Christians, tongues and interpretation, ability to pray in a heavenly language to encourage your spirit and to commune with God. The gift of tongues is should always be accompanied by interpretation and used appropriately. They said often accompanied, but of course it should always be, if it is in fact, given or sanctioned by God, through God. Word of wisdom, the ability to understand and bring clarity to situations and circumstances, often through applying the truths of Scripture in a practical way. And they have a link you could use to download a PDF for those. So looking at discovering your spiritual gifts, how do you do that? I've got a five-step process for that. One is pray. On this show, I usually always say first, pray about everything, no matter what we're talking about. Have that communication with God to talk about what you do well and what you enjoy and what sort of skills he's put within you naturally that you can use. And God will reveal those things to you either through other people or through maybe reading or, it just may be a divine revelation, epiphany you receive. Two, open your mind to new possibilities and opportunities. So getting out, going places, being willing to branch out of your comfort zone so that you can have these discovery and encounters that you may not have had otherwise, traveling to new places, anything. And I'm not saying necessarily has to be an expensive thing. You may be thinking, I don't have money to go here or there. Well, you never know what opportunities, how God will bless or provide or make a way if you are open. Three, seek godly counsel, whether that be through a trusted friend or mentor, family members, counselors, anybody in your life you trust who could you can sort of talk to or talk through, what what you're feeling and what you believe the Lord is telling you. For take a spiritual gift test. And I have taken a number of these spiritual gift tests. You can find many of them online. They can be very short. My particular church where I'm working in ministry now, I took one, even though I've taken several. I took the one that they had designed particularly just because I think it's always good to take multiple ones, either to reinforce what you already know or, you know, things do change over time. So this is one. Giftstest.com does have one, and I'm actually going to take it here while I'm talking to you because they said it's just 5 minutes, and so I can spare that. This one asks you for your denomination, but if you're not comfortable giving it or whatever the case may be, you could just put none. I went ahead and indicated mine. And I will tell you the questions that they're asking on it. Oh, they have some offers here, but you can check no for them. Or yes, depending upon if you want their offers. So here it is. I like organizing services and events. I enjoy starting new churches. Working with my hands is fun for me. I can tell when someone is insincere. I pray for the lost daily. Encouraging others is a high priority in my life. Believing God for our daily needs is important to me. Influencing others for the kingdom of God through finances is extremely important to me. I look for opportunities to pray for the sick. I enjoy doing the little things that others do not. Having people over to my house is something I do often. Spending hours in prayer for other people is very enjoyable to me. I get insights about others while praying for them, even though I don't know them. I tend to motivate others to get involved. My heart hurts when I see others hurting. I believe God will use me to enact his miracles. Caring for the hurting is paramount in my eyes. The willful sin of others aggravates me. I enjoy serving behind the scenes. I take pleasure in explaining God's word to others. God has used me to interpret a heavenly language. I enjoy the book of Proverbs more than any other book in the Bible. I'm passionate about managing details. I prefer to pioneer new ministry projects. I consider myself a craftsman or craftswoman. I sense when situations are spiritually unhealthy. I'm greatly concerned about seeing the lost saved. I try to come across loving and caring. Asking God for a list of big things is exciting to me. I find ways to give offerings above my tithe. I believe miraculous healing is for this day and age. Helping others is one of my highest achievements. Creating a warm and welcoming home is important to me. I am burned to pray for situations in the world. I get specific pieces of information that God reveals that cannot have been naturally known. I prefer to take the lead whenever necessary. I'm very sensitive to sad stories. Miracles often happen when I'm nearby. I enjoy connecting, caring, and coaching others. Confronting someone with sin in his or her life is not hard. It bothers me when people sit around and do nothing. I share biblical truth with others in hopes of their personal growth. I pray in tongues daily. When I study scripture, God gives me unique insight. Creating a task list is easy and enjoyable for me. I'm attracted to ministries that start in churches. Building something with my hands is very rewarding to me. I can pinpoint issues or problems before others. I enjoy sharing the gospel with a total stranger. I look for ways to be an encouragement for other people. I trust that God has my back in every situation. Making more money means that I can give more. God has used me to bring healing to those who are sick. Being a part of the process is fulfilling to me. I tend to make total strangers feel at home. People often describe me as a prayer warrior. Others often affirm a specific insight that I express about them personally. I delegate responsibilities to accomplish tasks. I am motivated to help those who are less fortunate. I have a constant hunger to see God's miraculous power. I enjoy walking with someone in times of difficulties. I enjoy hearing passionate and clear preaching of the truth. I like to do small things that others pass over. I enjoy knowing biblical details and helping others to understand them. Praying the Spirit is encouraging and important to me. When faced with difficulty, I tend to make wise decisions and choices. Then submit. And top five gifts, exhortation, mercy, pastor, shepherd, miracles, and teaching. That was for me. So, easy test to take. And the last one on discovering your spiritual gifts, being patient. Be very patient with yourself. Sometimes it does take time to know those things. Now, how to glorify God with our spiritual gifts. Number one, direct our use of spiritual gifts to godly purposes. So, as was said in Scripture, whatever the talent is or the gift, God has given it to you. But due to free will, we choose how we use the gift. And so that's why, you know, secular singing or dancing or acting or whatever the case may be, it's not directly glorifying God, and so it's not really being used to its maximum potential. And not that I don't enjoy a good Denzel movie or whatever the case may be. And Denzel is a Christian. He's a professed Christian. So sometimes, you know, you could be a Christian. It's the way you carry yourself and your, you know, beliefs and what you profess, even though you may be, you know, have a secular aspect or direction, I guess, to your profession. But that doesn't mean that you are not, you know, God-honoring and God-fearing. Being humble is very important in glorifying God. He exalts the humble. So it's important for us to always remember God is the source of whatever the talent. If we get thunderous applause or, you know, whatever sort of accolades we receive, God is supposed to always get the glory. We turn it back to him. We redirect people's focus toward him and what he's doing through us and in us. Three, be honest with ourselves. When we're glorifying, we want to glorify God with our gifts and talents, and there are stories I would encourage you to read in Scripture about the talents, the parable of the talents, because it really does speak to the talents that we use. We need to be making sure that we're out there investing in others and growing ourselves spiritually through the use of this talent, not being hiding them away or, you know, waiting for a certain time, or because we are called to use whatever gifts or talents God has given us. Four, seek opportunities and ways to bless others with them. So as you hear about different opportunities and chances, whether it's singing or dancing or drawing, or I knew about my personal gifts that God had given me. I used to, as young as fourth or fifth grade, I was counseling my friends, so I knew I was going to be a counselor, psychologist, and then in middle school, I began to discover the writing piece and loving to write. The teaching piece was later on in early adulthood, but, you know, as you go throughout life, you'll probably organically discover these gifts, but use them to bless others, you know, and thank the Lord always for your gifts. So every gift we have, every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father, with whom there's no variation or shadow. That scripture verse comes from James, so the book of James. And definitely discover your spiritual gifts, use that advice, glorify God with spiritual gifts, and our lives will be so changed and so fulfilled once we seek him and follow him and just let him lead us and guide us in all that we do. So be back with you on Sunday, hopefully prayerfully, going to head to this Salvation Army volunteer service now, and enjoy your weekend. Be blessed.